Home Study Lesson, Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 41 through 44, or Unit 10. Preparation Material for the Home Study Teacher. Summary of Daily Home Study Lessons. The following summary of the events, doctrines, and principles students learned about as they studied Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 41 through 44, or Unit 10, is not intended to be taught as part of your lesson. The lesson you teach concentrates on only a few of these doctrines and principles. Follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit as you consider the needs of your students. Day 1, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 41. From Doctrine and Covenants, Section 41, students learn that the Lord delights to bless us as we hear and obey Him, and that we become disciples of Jesus Christ as we receive His laws and follow them. By studying Edward Partridge's call to be the first bishop of the church, students also learned that bishops are called of God, sustained by the voice of the members, and ordained by the proper authority. Day 2, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 42, verses 1 through 29. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 42, is known as the Law of the Church. As students studied the first portion of the Law of the Church, they learned that if we pray in faith, we can receive the Spirit to help us teach others. In addition, students learned that the Holy Ghost knows all things and bears record of the Father and the Son. Among the many laws and commandments studied in this portion of Doctrine and Covenants, Section 42, students studied the truth that if we lust after another person, then we deny the faith and lose the Spirit. Day 3, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 42, verses 30 through 93. As they studied and taught about the Lord's law of consecration, students learned that we are to care for the poor and those in need, and that as we do good unto others, we do it unto the Lord. Students also identified the principle that if we ask, then the Lord will give us knowledge that will bring us peace and joy. They concluded the lesson by learning that offenses given in private should be resolved in private. Day 4, Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 43 and 44. In Doctrine and Covenants, Section 43, students learned that only the president of the church will receive revelations for the entire church. Students also came to understand that the purpose of church meetings is to instruct and edify one another, and that we are to bind ourselves to act on the truths we learn. After studying how the Lord has commanded His children to repent and prepare themselves for the second coming of Jesus Christ, students learned that during the millennium, Satan will be bound, and Jesus Christ will reign with His people on the earth. Introduction. In this lesson, students will focus on the Lord's teachings in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 42, regarding death and healing, which were not covered in students' home study lessons. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 42, verses 43 through 52. The Lord gives counsel concerning death and healing. In one hand, hold up a vial or small container of consecrated olive oil for administering to the sick. In your other hand, hold up a bottle of medicine. What are these items used for? Which of these should we rely on in times of illness? After students briefly share their thoughts, invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 42, verses 43 and 44 aloud. Ask the class to look for the Lord's instruction concerning what we should rely on in times of illness. To help students understand these verses, it may be helpful to explain that the herbs and mild food mentioned in verse 43 refer to medical treatments that were commonly administered during the time period in which this revelation was given. To help students understand that healing can come by faith and medical treatment, ask a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. As the student reads, invite the class to listen for how healing can come through both faith and medical science. Latter-day Saints believe in applying the best available scientific knowledge and techniques. We use nutrition, exercise, and other practices to preserve health, and we enlist the help of healing practitioners, such as physicians and surgeons, to restore health. The use of medical science is not at odds with our prayers of faith and our reliance on priesthood blessings. Of course, we don't wait until all other methods are exhausted before we pray in faith or give priesthood blessings for healing. In emergencies, prayers and blessings come first. Most often, we pursue all efforts simultaneously. End quote. Why do you think it is important for us to use prayer and priesthood blessings as well as medical treatment for healing in times of illness? According to verse 44, will every sick person who receives a priesthood blessing be healed? Tell students that the Lord explained why some who receive priesthood blessings might not recover. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants section 42, verse 48 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for principles that govern whether someone will be healed as a result of a priesthood blessing. According to verse 48, what is the major factor that determines the outcome of a priesthood blessing? If a person has faith in Jesus Christ and is not appointed unto death, he or she will be healed. You may need to explain that the phrase, not appointed unto death, refers to the fact that death or healing will take place according to the Lord's timing, wisdom, and will. Why won't everyone who has faith in Jesus Christ be healed? Why is it important to have faith in God's will and timing for each of us? Invite students to identify a principle we can learn from Doctrine and Covenants section 42, verse 48, about being healed from our infirmities. Although students may use different words, their answers should reflect the following principle. If we have faith in Jesus Christ, we can be healed according to His will. You may want to suggest that students mark words or phrases in verse 48 that teach this principle. To help students understand that our faith must be centered on Jesus Christ rather than on certain outcomes that we desire, ask a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Invite the class to listen for a reason why it is important that our faith be centered in Jesus Christ. Quote, as children of God, knowing of His great love and His ultimate knowledge of what is best for our eternal welfare, we trust in Him. The first principle of the gospel is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and faith means trust. I felt that trust in a talk my cousin gave at the funeral of a teenage girl who had died of a serious illness. He spoke these words, which first astonished me and then edified me. I know it was the will of the Lord that she die. She had good medical care. She had been given priesthood blessings. Her name was on the prayer roll in the temple. She was the subject of hundreds of prayers for her restoration to health. And I know that there is enough faith in this family that she would have been healed unless it was the will of the Lord to take her home at this time. I felt that same trust in the words of the father of another choice girl whose life was taken by cancer in her teen years. He declared, our family's faith in Jesus Christ is not dependent on outcomes. Those teachings ring true to me. We do all that we can for the healing of a loved one, and then we trust in the Lord for the outcome. End quote. How did the individuals Elder Oak spoke of exercise faith in Jesus Christ? Sometimes it requires greater faith to see a loved one die or endure a long illness than it does to see them live or be healed. Why do you think this might be? Why do you think it is important to exercise faith in Jesus Christ even though we may not receive the outcome we desire? Ask students if they know anyone who passed away despite following proper medical advice and seeking for healing through prayer and priesthood blessings. Be especially sensitive to the feelings of those who may have experienced this situation. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants section 42, verses 45 through 47 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for words or phrases that might bring comfort to someone who has experienced the death of a loved one. Verse 45 tells us that we will naturally mourn the loss of those we love. What doctrine taught in verse 46 might bring comfort to those who mourn the loss of a loved one? Death is sweet unto those who die in the Lord. You may want to suggest that students mark words or phrases that teach this truth. What do you think it means to die in the Lord? One way to explain this is that a person has faithfully endured and kept sacred covenants up to the time of death. What do you think it means that death will be sweet to those who die in the Lord? You may need to explain that although a faithful person who dies may suffer physical pain, this promise refers to the peace and rest he or she will experience in the spirit world. Invite students to ponder whether they are living their lives in a way that would make death sweet to them were it to happen today. You may want to invite students to record their thoughts in their class notebooks or scripture study journals. Conclude by sharing your testimony of the truths taught in today's lesson. Next unit, Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 45 through 48. Ask students if they have ever felt troubled or concerned about the second coming of Jesus Christ. Explain that in the next unit, they will learn more about the signs of the Savior's second coming, what will happen when Jesus Christ comes, what we can do to be ready for that time.